Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Running Commentary listeners. This is a new departure for us. We're doing the podcast for the Bath Half. This is the Bath Half special.
Yeah.
And we've just woken up, really.
Yeah, that's why you can probably hear how pumped we are.
We've woken up on the morning of the race. We've shared a room, sort of Morecambe and Wise style.
It's a lot like a sitcom.
Yeah. We're staying at a flat that's been booked for us by the lovely people around the comedy club that we did last night, which was fantastic.
It was a good night. I don't know really if anyone's done this before, this thing of doing a comedy gig and then doing the run the next day. Mm. And it was just the normal Saturday night at the club. I mean, it was a slightly, not to, you know, blow our trumpets, but it was a pretty special bill.
It was a good bill.
But the atmosphere was great. Comics, yeah. Everyone caught the mood, didn't they?
All the comics who were at the gig. They're doing the Bath Half. So we had Alistair Barry on first.
He did two gigs, so he's going to be tired today.
He's not that funny, though. I mean, you know, he's just one of those. He's a bit of a bill filler, really. And
a little bit light bringing him, something like
that. Nice bit of morning banter for Alistair. No, of course, fantastic comic, wonderful athlete. And he went to Bristol. Well, he's so good he gets two gigs in a night, so there we go. That's the story. He did Bath and then he went on to Bristol.
He had a chest infection and you can still hear it. I thought when he said it online it was just an excuse for me. He said a nasty cold to find out how he gets along.
He's had a chest infection. We've got Barry Castanola, who's in the room next door, which we gracefully gave him his double bedroom, and he's in there with a lady.
Well, it's his partner, isn't it?
Yes, but it's still a lady.
You made it sound so much like he pulled.
Because normally it's first come, first served if you come to the flat. And Rob was here first, I was second, so we thought, I'll have the double.
I knew I was going to be a good person, but I needed Paul to say, come on, you're going to be a good person.
So me and Rob took the short straw and shared with each other and had a wonderful night, didn't we?
Yeah, well, how did you sleep?
I didn't sleep too badly. This is the flats above a nightclub?
Yes.
It's not ideal, is it? It's a nightclub thing.
If you're downstairs, you can kind of hear the beats. And it's not, house music, it's like Detroit, you know.
Yeah, it's Motown funk, isn't it?
Oh, no, what is for me? But the real noise is the queue outside of people trying to get in. And they queue past their flat, and every few minutes for a laugh, they press the buzzer.
Funny.
They press the buzzer.
Good one.
It
never failed to amuse that.
It never
always
amused.
Hit the funny.
Yeah, every time.
Right on the funny bone.
I did sleep appallingly. Obviously, I had too much coffee yesterday. Obviously, in a bit of tears about today. I just kind of lay with my eyes shut going, yeah, I should be asleep now.
Yeah, it's tough that. It's trying to relax, isn't it? As long as you're horizontal, isn't it, in bed. But I know what you're saying, yeah.
I shifted also from carb loading to food loading to just eating loads and loads of food. So I was probably doing some quite stressful digestion as well.
Yeah. What did you have yesterday? I had some chips.
They had a slightly spicy tagine.
Yeah, I had the tagine as well.
The bulgur wheat, it was kind of like little golf balls. That must be good. That's carbs, is it?
I'd hope it's good for something.
Before that, I had a load of almonds and a bunch of grapes. I'm going to say a bunch of grapes. You know, it wasn't like a handful of grapes, it's a whole bunch of grapes.
Yeah, I did. I went grapes.
And then when I got back, I had a load of oat cakes and avocado.
I saw that. I didn't want to say anything. I thought, wow.
Easy, son.
I think, whoa.
Yeah, hold up.
Well, hold up.
So we're going to go down and do the thing. We're doing this. There's loads of people running for Parkinson's UK. There's loads of people running for Team Dotty, running for Dorothy House Hospice, and which the Comedia team lazily straddled those two camps.
He's doing both, yeah, which is great. We get to help both charities, and really looking forward to it. We've done the Bath Half before. If you haven't done it, it's a lovely course. Highly recommended, isn't it?
It's really good.
A great pre-London one, isn't it? The Bath.
Do you think it's going to be raining today? It looks rainy now, but I think it's going to clear up to a nice day.
Yeah, it looks a bit wet. We've reached the conclusion as long as it's not windy.
I'm windy. Yeah, that's to do with the tagine.
We will be tagine propelled beasts.
That's another issue when you share a room, isn't it? Duvet lifters.
Yeah, we managed to be okay, actually.
You've got no sense of smell.
I only had one minor moment, and that was when you went out of the room to go to the toilet this morning. I smothered it out of dignity because these walls are quite thin, aren't they? And I didn't want to wake up
if
Barry's lady.
Partner.
In fact, over 2 years. So we're being very mature about it.
Yeah, it reminds me of years and years ago. Remember when we ran out to Greenford and went past my nan and granddad's house?
Yes.
It was that nan and granddad. And it was funny because also that he was a funny bloke, that my granddad Roberts, but he wasn't trying to be funny on this occasion. Mm. We were going to meet his cousin, who was a bit younger than him, and it was exactly the same situation. We're going to meet his partner, and they hadn't met her before, but he'd been going out with her for years.
Yeah.
And he tried to use the hip contemporary phrase for that in a positive way, you know. And he lit on the word floozy.
Right. Floozy's a great word.
Yeah, it's not the right word.
No, so Barry's next door with his floozy. We don't want to wait them. For two and a half years.
So we're going to go and make a fuss about safety pins and coffee and...
It's going to be good, but we need to talk goals. We need to talk what we're after. I know it's early morning and stuff.
We're going to tell you what's going to happen.
Yeah, we're going to go out. We're going to run. We're going to stretch. We're going to have coffee. We're going to perform ablutions. We're going to chat to people at Parkinson's. And we're going to try and run as fast to half marathon as we can. That's what it's about, isn't it? It's going to be tricky. It's going to be hard and fun. The finish in the Bath Half is slightly, I think I remember it from last year being slightly brutal, that last mile, isn't it?
I think that's a prime example of what being here before makes okay, because it wasn't that bad. The surprise of it.
Yeah, it's good to do it again. Yeah.
But like you say, you come around the corner, remember, I think I've talked about this before, I thought, I can sprint from here, and you come around the corner, it's miles.
Yes,
and
yeah.
Up a little hill.
Slightly uphill, yeah.
And I think that's a basic thing on this one. You set off speedily because you're going down a hill, and you get to the end and go, oh, and as always with any hill, you never think it's a hill. You always just think, I can't make it, I'm weak for some reason. So
I try when I do hills in races, just not go crazy up it and just try and hit it off top, you know, just crest it smooth.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just go right, because you tend to catch people up who bull their way up it, kind of. You can basically expend too much energy up hills. You don't want to worry too much about that. It's hardly a fell race, is it? I've got a special technique
I'm going to use. Which is get up that hill at the end there.
Yeah.
Tagine.
Yeah, yeah.
Just bloody hell, he's going fast up there, isn't he? Look at him. He's almost jumping. It's like he's flying up there. And all the people behind him seem to be falling over, is it? It's weird. It's like a multicoloured clown.
So I'm in time wise, I'm. I did 87 in Watford, so I'm hoping to get faster than that, but we'll see. 86 would be great. 85 would be fantastic. But that would be anything in 85 would be fantastic. Rob, what are you thinking?
I'd love to do it in an hour and a half, and I think I've probably got it in my power. Cool. But I'd have to kind of surprise it and like Olympic, because if you look at the stats on that, that's fast.
Mm.
That's fast, running at pace all the way.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think I could do it. I think if I get anything... someone online said, can you beat better than my 133 last year? So that's it. That's the challenge.
I think it is.
I did 136 last year, so I'll be very happy with 133, and I'll be ecstatic if I get 130.
Yeah. And also, I think it's that sort of... Beating last year is acceptable. What beating 133 is good. That's not your PB. Is that your PB for a half marathon?
No, 128.
Right, of course.
That was a weird day.
That was on your way to another... That was mid-marathon, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's insane.
No, it wasn't.
So
that was
much
a proper
to
half.
That morning.
That was the Royal Parks. And really, I was talking to someone about this last night. That sense of naivety. I just didn't know I was running fast or wasn't measuring
Fantastic.
It or anything.
That's great.
That's the day. I lost that. I know how to check the clocks now.
Never been innocent again.
No.
So I suppose the trick is try to keep something back for the second lap for you. If you really want to beat 90, do you know what I mean? Just keep chugging along and try to overtake in the second lap, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you do like it. An exuberant start. We all do, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, exactly, but you're right. I want to push it. I want to come in with nothing left, but I don't want to come in to the ninth mile with nothing left.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. Susie Chan, friend of the podcast, is commentating. So it'd be quite good. So when she sees us, we're absolutely thrashed, sprinting like mad. Sprinting as we come down the line.
Peer pressure.
I saw him last night.
I was running like this all the way.
I saw him last night. So hopefully by the time we get to see her, we'll be knackered, but victorious and celebratory. There's thousands of people running. It's a great event. We're all very excited. If you think how far we've come from this time last year, when it was just like...
Yeah.
I hadn't run a half in ages this
time
last year.
You can tell, though, because we sound excited, don't we?
No, but I am excited. We didn't do the podcast upon awaking last year.
We did it nearer the thing.
In fact, we're so excited that we didn't want to leave this till near the race because we know how hyped we're going to get.
We're going to be buzzing. We're going to be jittery.
Yeah. So listen, we're going to check in afterwards and...
we'll come back here and get back into bed.
Probably will. That'd be quite...
bed report.
Quite nice. Have you seen the new podcast direction? They seem to be doing it from the bed now. Have you seen bed compod?
Kipping homogeny.
Yeah. Rob's having a good kip there. Yeah, bit of movement in the bed. Keeps changing the pillows. So, great. Good luck to us. Good luck to everyone else running today in half marathons and marathons around the UK. And we'll check in afterwards.
Let you know.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, hello. So we are no longer in our beds in the Comedia flat.
This is post half marathon, chill, quite chaotic zone in Bath.
Yeah, we're strolling through the heart of things. Actually, it's absolutely beautiful, and the weather's got nice. It never got hot, which is good.
No,
it never rained properly, which is good. The sun came out a little bit.
The weather held. It was good fun. So, what's the story of the?
Oh, that's a big old. That's a proper Brewmaster bus going past. Morning,
big
sir.
Big route master.
He used to be in an orchestra, that guy. He was a conductor.
Hey!
Oh!
We're on fire!
So, Paul Tonkinson, tell me about your bath half.
The bath half. I found it a lot busier this year, but I don't know whether it's just because how we did it.
It seemed significantly busier. No, I don't think... I think it was busier in general. We'll have to check the stats on that.
Because last year we got here a bit earlier, and then it filled up. But
as time went on, I mean, you went out... You went and tried to use a loo late on. You must have been in the queue for half an hour, yeah?
Yeah, it took me about 35 minutes.
Which is a bit stressful.
Yeah, a little bit hard work.
And then the start line was a busy place.
And then the start line... We left it a bit like getting to the start, so we're in Penny. It felt... It took us... Yeah. It
Not
took
Penny.
Penny.
I think
Penny.
Tripping.
It took us about 2 minutes to get over the line, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And then after the line, in the shakedown, as you come through town, I mean, I didn't get into a natural running rhythm with the space to kind of just go forwards and da-da-da for about, I would say, for about 3 miles, like till we come right through Bath.
It was about 3 miles, yeah. It took and it's quite... That's the first time I've had that for ages, sort of ducking and diving and weaving. Yeah. And it's
even
quite
in
tiring,
a very busy London, you don't really, because I was thinking, oh, well, it will slow me down and I don't have to worry too much about going off too fast. But you're tired out. I mean, I think it actually didn't slow me down. I was going really fast and kind of diving left, right and centre, saying sorry to people, jumping up and down
it
curves.
It slows you right down. I tend to just barge through people, just say, look, you haven't trained. Get out. Trained athlete coming through. Out of my way.
They must really enjoy that.
Yeah, they really like it. Yeah. Running commentary coming through. Get out!
Please don't use our name in that situation.
Run, Compod, come through! And then just elbow them out.
My name is Rob Deering.
Yeah, Tonkinson and Deering, coming through. Use it or lose it, sister.
That's just reminded me that early on, there was a... I'm sure you saw this. I think you had to get past him. Early on, there
dinosaur.
Was a... The dinosaur.
Yeah, the dinosaur. I mean, you know... You've started in a bit of a weird pen when it's
when
like
you're overtaking the T-Rex.
Nearly 2 miles in, you're overtaking
T-Rex. Huge
T-Rex.
Wobbly T-Rex, which is really, there really wasn't room for that. But the great thing was that slightly in front of him was a bloke dressed as a reindeer.
Right.
And I just thought, this is evolution in action. You know, is the dinosaur going to kind of come in, get the reindeer,
and then the ape afterwards. But it was, you're right, it took me about 3 miles to, I was maybe a little
bit more. There was a bloke with a stick running in a crouch a little bit further on from there going, ooh.
Yeah. And someone invented the television about the 10K mark. And that's a new experience for us, isn't it? Starting that far back and kind of... It's quite hard because you're trying to push it, but you don't want to use up too much mental energy.
So did that ruin your projected curve and spoil your whole day?
No, not at all. But what it meant was I went through 3 miles in about 20 minutes 30.
Yep.
Which is slower than I would have liked, with the, expanding more energy. But then I could run, and then I run the next 2 miles at 6 minute mile pace, and that's too fast.
Yes.
So it's an overcompensation.
It's
so
impressive,
just a little
though.
Bit, it's
call.
Impressive, but you're still. It's just. It makes for a stressful first 5 miles or so.
Yes, yeah. And then you start to fit in the fact that Bath is a really nice course for that.
Because
you run,
it's a
double,
course.
If you don't know, it's a double loop, and you don't get into the first lap until you've gone like 2 miles. So it is like a warm-up.
Yes.
So all that was kind of happening on the lead-in.
Yes.
And then you get into the loop, and you go around the loop. The loop's about 5 miles.
Yeah.
So you do like two loops of 5 miles, and then,
and then the
back straight in the loop is quite tough. The miles from, I don't know where they are, the first time around, but the second time around it's like miles. You pass 10 and you get all the way to 12.
Yes, yeah.
And that's
a
long straight back
into
town.
It's a tough stretch anyway, isn't it? I mean, that's a tough stretch of the race. And the very last bit of the race, it's a bit like London. There's always another turn towards the end.
Yes,
it's like another turn. There's another turn. So
it is a really
quite elusive
or worse,
the finish.
It's a really good warm up for London because it has loads of the same experiences.
It's a great warm up. Yeah. It's really good fun.
If you're doing
really
the London Marathon next year
experience.
Or any year. Try and get in Bath. You couldn't do better.
It's a lovely warm-up. Perfect timing, about 6 weeks before London.
Yeah, I mean, I learned a lot. There's several things I did wrong today that I'll try and fix ahead of London.
So what's your... I ended up doing 85 bang on, which was what I was after.
Just what you wanted, you know.
That was a good outcome.
I was still
tired near the end, though. I did slow down a little bit.
Yeah, and it is only half. So in terms of marathon training, that's worrying. But equally, that sense of taking a different situation on board, yeah, but still getting the time you wanted is great.
Just running hard for 30 miles.
I didn't eat anything this morning. I think I should have done.
Right.
I forgot my Starburst. I was kind of joking about, but I think I really could have done with them. Got to about 8 miles and I had that kind of, oh.
Where are my Starbursts?
Yeah, and I went, there's a hill up there by the park, and I tried to not run fast up it, but I was thinking, God, I'm really... don't feel quite right here. Yes, there's only 8 miles, you know.
Yeah.
And I went through it and thought I'd be fine, and I carried on, and I didn't feel like that again. But it was, and I just need to get my eating and drinking sorted out.
Yes.
And in preparation for runs, during runs.
Yes.
So that's the most useful notes I'll take from it. Yeah. And I think at then about 1:35, I was going really steady. I definitely. On the one hand, I was feeling it from halfway.
Yes.
But on the other hand, I didn't feel broken at the end at all. I had more left.
I didn't feel.
No, it was very steady. I don't know exactly what my average per mile was, but they were ticking off. I was definitely going step. You know, running in the same style, same pace all the time. Which makes it harder to understand why people were bumping into me when they came past me.
Do you think were you getting a little bumpage?
I think maybe. To be fair to them, I'm quite a wide elbowed runner.
The wide gate of the deering.
I've got a little message from Bath. Off the elbows. Off the elbows.
Well, the good thing about starting so far back for me is literally I was overtaking the entire race. Until I got to
It's a good thing for you, and absolutely horrific for everyone you passed.
Until I got to like about 11 and a half miles when it started to sort of steady, and then a couple went past me. I flopped a little bit the last half a mile or so.
I had the same. We're just getting back. This is the door. I'll take a photo of our little... door. We're going to go up to this little flat for one last time and finish this adventure. Oh, there it is. And there's that buzzer, that those cool
oh, the kids.
Young people were buzzing.
It's just great to have a joke like that.
It was hilarious, wasn't it?
When there's a couple of old geezers just trying to get to sleep before just wanting to run half a marathon, let's say, quick. It's just great to keep waking them up.
Were there old geezers staying then? Yeah. Wait a minute. I just realised who they are.
Wait a minute. Who are the old guys?
Who are the old geezers in this scenario? We are the old geezers in this scenario.
Should that light be on there? Have I messed something up?
It's recording.
Right. Oh, of course, that's what that means.
So, what was I going to say about people getting out of the way, elbows? Yeah, overtaking. Yeah. I had a couple of times. The good thing, it's quite hilly. It's not completely uphill.
There's a couple of hills, isn't there? Yeah.
It's basically, on the lap bit, you're going uphills and downhills on the way out, and you're in the flat on the way back. And I did have a couple of times. I had a couple of people I clocked on the second time round who would take me on the hills, and then I'd take them back afterwards. And that was really useful, you know, because I needed to slow down and need to be good to myself and say, no, you know, if you push it on these hills, you're going to faint.
You need to chill up the hills and then hit it off the top, especially when you've got a long gradual downhill afterwards. And there's no need to.
And these other people don't have that. They're young, they're light, you know, they don't have the same relationship with the hill that a big old fella like me has, a big old geezer.
When I overtake people, I like to tap them on the right shoulder and then overtake on the left. Just to freak him out.
I saw a lot of people up ahead of me kind of whipping around going, who's that? Who's that? Yeah. Who's that?
Where is he?
Well, it's really been an excellent adventure, and we'd love to talk to you. And let's have a word about everyone else.
Yeah, the other comedians are great. Really friendly people afterwards. After the race, some really nice people came up to have a chat, which was great.
Excellent atmosphere into the
podcast, which is
lovely.
There's
good, you know, that thing, people in costume, loads of people running for charity.
Yeah.
Loads of people, good and bad. You know, good and bad, that's the wrong phrase to use. There's runners of all different running quality
out there.
It's a great community event, isn't it?
And also, at the very sharp end, you've got international class athletes who come to earn a bit of money and then chip off back to other. Do you know what I mean?
It's
a world class event and a community event.
That's why, again, it's like London. You know, there's like you say, the best runners in the world are out there, and they've won it and gone home. And even as we speak, there's people into pantomime horses or dressed as boobs. So quite a lot of boobs out there.
That's always good.
I took a picture on the start line of it was one guy dressed as a big green trainer,
right?
And it said on him, "Superman." Which that's even for me, that's quite a forced wordplay, isn't it? And he was chatting.
He was going to have a long day.
He was having a serious chat with Princess Leia, this tall man dressed as Princess Leia. And I said, oh, guys, can I take your picture? And they said, he said, we're not together. I said, I didn't think you were. There'd be some consistency,
it's
wouldn't there?
So
I don't remember
isn't it?
Superman.
It's great
in the
what
Star
people
Wars
wear,
universe.
Isn't it? It's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Awesome that people do that. What compels you to do that?
The Tyrannosaurus Rex thing was amazing. I mean, I've got no idea what
and
he was running
for.
What
a bad runner. I mean, he was doing like 7-minute miles for the first 2 miles.
Because it's a light 8-foot dinosaur. It was kind of jittering and twitching all the time.
It was so hot in there. It was crazily hot.
On the one hand, you know, they must have a terrible time with it. But on the other hand, are you really going to go out for your 10-mile training on your own as a reindeer?
Yeah.
Or carrying a boob?
That is bizarre, isn't it? But all credit to them. It was a great day. The numbers gave it that element of tension, didn't it? That made me appreciate York, actually.
Yes.
York Marathon. Because it was just less busy. Do you know what I mean? Just like in terms of getting your flow, it just, it just took so long to settle down, wasn't it?
That's it.
But, you know, that's par for the course, isn't it? I think the trick is not to get too stressed about it, and it will open up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. No, it was a really good experience. I think if listeners, tell us what you... We're still processing it, but I think it's been great. So we'll...
tell us what you've been up to this weekend as well. There's loads of half marathons all over. People
yes, it's a big weekend for events.
Silverstone half marathon.
Yeah.
A lot of people doing
Wrexham.
People doing the Finchley 20 as well, which is a big road race pre-London, which is great to do 20 miles. If you're doing that, get in touch with us. Tell us what you're up to. And sign off Bath Half.
Yeah, thank you, Bath Half. Bath Half, Bath Half, Bath Half, Bath Half, Bath Half, Bath Half. Run Pod, running commentary, see you online. Happy running. Happy running.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.